This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So I think that it is also rather astonishing. I wonder at God. W-O-N-D-E-R and W-A-N-D-E-R. I wonder at God. And I often wander off path, not even believing the miracles that can take place. I think it is amazing that the mask mandate lifted, the veils came off right before Transfiguration Sunday. Who would have thought? Except I think it's a beautiful symbol. Now, if you are comfortable wearing a mask, please do. We will, if we go inside right now, we are asking masks continue to be done in our community indoors. But if you are comfortable and we are not around a vulnerable population, you may take your masks off outdoors. I just found it amazing that the veils got to come off and we got to see each other's faces for the first time in worship in 2 years right before Transfiguration Sunday. And I think God gets some praise for that. So, before I start my sermon, you're going to hear a noise while I'm praying. We can go ahead and start, Kathleen. We're talking about light. Now, I promise you that this will only be for the sermon. We'll put you back in the shade. But I did want to celebrate this light with you and this beautiful day. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, the title was Let Your Light Shine Through. I invite you now to celebrate some of this light. You are welcome to move back into the shade, but I'm hoping we can celebrate light for just a little while longer together. Feel the light on your face. I'm looking at you, and some of you are even basking in it for a moment. So, while we are in this light, and even if you're in the shade, I mean, there's still light here, right? While we're in this light, I want us all to do something, okay? So, see this bright sunshine? This brilliant light, let's all try and capture it. Hold it. Make sure we can save some for later, because I hear it's going to get cloudy again soon. You know, save it for later, for when the sun is not shining. So cup your hands. Cup your hands. Now, hold them apart and grab as much of this light as you can. Hold it tight. Grab it. Grab as much as you can. Now, make sure you don't let any go, okay? Now, carefully put your eye right here so that none escapes. And open it. Carefully now, did you let it out? Did you see it? Did you grab enough of the light? Was it as brilliant as when you grabbed it? No? What did you see? It's dark? It was dark? What did you see? When you peered in, did you see light or darkness? Darkness. Okay, well let's try something else. Maybe we just didn't have the right container, okay? Maybe we didn't get enough of it. So here's a great big box. Great big box, okay? Kind of pretty, okay? Maybe the light will want to stay in here. You know, it's flowers and all. That should hold it. So I'm going to scoop some out, okay? Of this light in this box, right? Okay, that should hold a lot. Now let me quickly close it up. Quickly. Okay. Close it. Don't let any of it out. Okay. All right. Okay. That should hold a lot of light. Quickly. Okay. Kathleen, can you help me out? Okay, we're not going to let any out. I just want you to peek in this hole right here. Can you see it? Can you see the light? Okay. Oh. Did it work, Kathleen? Did we capture the light, Kathleen?
Shake it up. Maybe it was in there.
Okay. Did we capture any? Did we capture the light? Well, that didn't work either. All right. Seems like we didn't get any to save for later, so we can use it all to ourselves. I guess we just didn't have the right container. Somehow the light keeps escaping, disappearing. Every time we tried to keep it for ourselves, contain it, lock it up, and save it for later, it just wasn't there. I guess that's the thing about light. The more we try to contain it, keep it, the less available it becomes for us and for those around us. I love this story of the Transfiguration, and I especially love it because Jesus affirms to Peter, the one who he would later build the church upon. He affirms to Peter that God, the light, cannot be contained in a dwelling. It can't be captured in a temple or even a mountaintop address. No. Jesus comes down from the mountaintop, and his face is brilliant. Jesus, God incarnate, is beaming. And of course, the first thing the disciples want to do is contain it. Build a temple. Have a place that they can go back to and experience the light on their terms, in their time. Instead, Jesus, with his brilliant face and brilliant heart, bears the light down the mountaintop and out into the world. Now, I want to back up a little in the Gospel of Luke. I think it's important to lay some context here. In all three synoptic Gospels that record the Transfiguration and the mountaintop experience, in all three, this story I'm about to read precedes the Transfiguration. Luke 9:21-27, Jesus foretells his death and resurrection. He sternly ordered and commanded them not to tell anyone, saying, "The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed on the third day, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to them all, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For those who want to save their lives will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. What does it profit them if they gain the whole world but lose or forfeit themselves? Those who are ashamed of me and my words, of them the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and the holy angels. But truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God." He says these powerful and difficult to hear words. Then he takes his three disciples to the mountaintop. There, the disciples witness the light. And when they want to contain it to the mountaintop, to have it in a place that they can walk to and away from, at will, Jesus corrects them. No, this light, this kingdom, this heaven on earth will soon be reflected in you. The light is to shine brightly in you, says Jesus. Never to be dimmed because of shame or embarrassment. This light is not to be covered up, not by a veil and not by a sanctuary. This light is not to be covered up when the neighbors come over or people begin to talk about you. This light is to shine for all the world to see. But, says Jesus to his disciples, not yet. You know, I find it amazing that in this mountaintop worship experience that Jesus took them into, even the disciples got a little sleepy, nodded off a bit, didn't pay much attention until the great, brilliant light. And then all of a sudden they wake up and everything's out of context. There's hope for us yet. If the disciples can do that. For the disciples, the light needed to be magnified, glorified, and reflected in the disciples before they could shine it for others. The light, Jesus said, will be more powerful, beamed with the story of resurrection. Paul, in the scriptures that Carlos read, alludes to the dangers and pitfalls of this light pretending, this alluding to light that you don't possess, which is why Jesus told the disciples that they must wait. Paul alludes to this in his letter to the Corinthians. When Moses came down from the mountain after speaking with God, his face shone bright. However, the day-to-day tasks of life soon caused the light to dim, and he covered his face with a veil, hoping the people would just think he was containing the light, hoping that he could fool the people who would just think that it was still there, that the light was not fading, or as Paul put it, being set aside. Using the veil, he tried to convince them that, like our cupped hands earlier, Moses tried to convince the people that he had contained the light and that the light was still there. The veil acted kind of like a Schrodinger's cat box. You know, as long as you didn't look at it, he could tell people it was there. Only the cat was the light in Moses. Paul is telling the early church that it is a fallacy to believe that we can keep this light to ourselves. We have to remove any veils, any barriers to the light that dwells within us, and let it shine through. Maybe that's it. You know, I brought another container for our light. Kathleen, can you help me a minute? I brought some more containers for our light. What you think? You want to stand out in the sunshine, kind of see what's happening here? Can y'all see the light now? Can y'all see it? Did it catch the light? It's pretty good. But it's a little dim. You see it's a little dim? So let's work on that, Kathleen. Let's work on that dim light. All right. Okay. Sometimes what we need to do when the light fades, instead of trying to cover it up and convince others and ourselves that it's still brilliant, maybe we just need a little work, a little cleaning, maybe some prayer, some Bible study, maybe some ministry with those at the margins. Sometimes it takes a little bit of work. Get around the edges there and get all this gunk off. A little elbow grease might do it. Maybe we're weary and we need a little help cleaning up the mess of our lives. And that's where each other comes in. Or maybe you can help me with mine, Kathleen, when I'm a little tired. Maybe I can help with yours. See some things that maybe we missed. You see, the clearer we are about our mission and purpose, the greater that the light can shine through us. Not yet, Jesus said. Clean up your act a bit, he told Peter. Get some better understanding. Then when the hard work of faith is practiced, the light will shine even brighter. And it can't be contained by keeping it to ourselves. It can only be shined through. Letting our light shine means having Jesus shine through us. Now, we can't contain the light. We can only let it shine through our hearts and souls. But you know, Paul talked about another light magnifier. So, you know, supply chain and all. I couldn't get everyone a mirror. But, you know, Kathleen, I had these. Can you help me pass these out? You know, as with any part, there's two sides. This one's a little dull and one's a little shiny. But if you're in the sun or you can get in the sun, I want you to see something else that happens when light shines on a mirror. Paul talks about being a mirror. Because you see, a mirror intensifies the light and directs it. Can you see that? See if you can you move those around? Oh, look, my light's shining on. All of a sudden, Renee, you're full of sparkles. Can you see that? Your light's shining on me right now, Karen. I can see the reflection. You see a mirror reflecting and directing the light, magnifies and multiplies it. We are the glass box, shining the light of Jesus through us. And the church as a body, I wish our kids were here because they'd be shining that light. All y'all would be just lit up, I promise you. We are the mirrors, the church, shining the light of Jesus through us. The church as a body is the mirror. Look what happens. And we as a body of believers are reflecting, concentrating, and using the power of multiplication to take those points of light to the world. Have a little fun here. See if you can find a light, shine it on somebody else. The point is, don't hide your light behind a veil. Don't think you're too proper to have a little fun directing it at your neighbor. When we hide our light, when we keep it to ourselves, we lose the light we so desperately want to save. So how about it, beloved congregation? Have you been in a conversation with God lately? Does it show? Do you shine? Are you reflecting it? Robert, I got it right here on my face, and I love it. Because, see, I can't be in the sun right now. But you can shine that light to me. And I suddenly have it. So do you shine as a result of that encounter with Christ? We can go ahead and do the shade now. Does it show? Can we as Christians and as a church share Jesus if we keep Jesus all to ourselves? Have you ever tried to hide the Jesus in you from others, like the disciples or Moses, perhaps even from yourself? The light of Jesus shines through us and is reflected by us to the world God so loves. Have you let your light shine to the world for all the world to see? I hope so. Amen. Amen.
We are the people.